Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Ukraine says it has started a long-awaited counteroffensive in the country's south amid reports that Ukrainian troops were able to break through Russian lines in the Kherson region. Meanwhile, an inspection team from the UN nuclear watchdog is on its way to embattled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The team is expected to arrive at the plant later this week. Well, joining us now on the line from Kyiv is Ukrainian MP Andriy Osadchuk. And Andriy, you're very welcome to the programme this evening. Thank you very much for joining us. We might start with that counteroffensive that has been reported by the Ukrainian army in the Kherson region. What do we know about what's happening there?
Good evening. Thanks for having me here. Look, honestly speaking, we don't like to have a lot of noise around this information. The counteroffensive operation was in fact announced by President Zelensky even 1.5 months ago. You shall not be a big expert to understand that Russians, they did a big mistake when they took like a big part of Ukrainian land on the right bank of the Dnieper River, which in fact connected with the left side of the river just with the three bridges. And they put like very material amount of military in this occupied territory. So it's understood that this territory looks like a mousetrap. And if the bridges be destroyed, so in fact, there is no way out from from that territory. And for the last almost month, let's say, Ukrainian military constantly was destroying these bridges. At what can confirm for the moment that, in fact, none of the bridges is available for any logistics for the moment, meaning that the mousetrap is closing. And definitely it will be a big drama for Kremlin from political point, first of all, not only from the military, because as soon as Ukraine will liberalize the Kherson, which was the only big city, which was the only oblast center city, as we call it, occupied by Russia, it will be a huge signal that this war is finally going to its end, which is absolutely dramatic for Russia.
So do you think that that is now underway, and would you be confident that that will be achieved, that Ukraine will liberate Kherson and that region?
The bridges are broken.
Okay.
That's it. So they cannot ensure supplies. Daily, they require huge resources in military ammunition, in food, in water, in everything. So now they cannot provide their troops with all the supplies. And we were able to reach this result simply because we finally obtained modern weapons from the United States and from our allies. And it's not a secret that we use a HIMARS missile system, which is extremely efficient, just extremely efficient.
Of course, also there are still attacks from Russia and reports today of several civilian casualties in the Mykolaiv region.
Yeah, listen, we have casualties every day. For 6 months at raw, we have huge losses, and that's what everyone shall understand in Ireland, that it's not a movie, it's not a Hollywood blockbuster. It's a real nightmare in the center of Europe when daily we have losses among civilians, among military, in infrastructure. Thousands of the cities and villages are fully destroyed. Some of the villages and cities cease to exist. And yes, the Russian military, they had and still has material advantage in fire capacity, especially in artillery. It's not accurate because they use old Soviet-type equipment, but it's still extremely massive. And as a result, yes, we still have a lot of losses among all types of our people. Yes, civilians has been killed yesterday in Mykolaiv. I confirm that.
We might just look at the nuclear plant situation then as well, Andriy, and a team from the UN nuclear watchdog, the IAEA. They're en route now to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. There's been an awful lot of focus on that power plant for the last couple of months at this stage. It's a huge concern, I imagine, for the government.
We have a little bit different view on this Russian provocation because it's very typical typical for Russian external policy. It's very typical for KGB or now FSB culture, how to do business. As soon as they see that they cannot do nothing with us, in this case, with Ukrainian people and with Ukrainian military using their conventional weapons, so they always look for any asymmetrical tools or asymmetrical tricks. If you remember in May, in beginning of June, Putin and his Muppets were threatening West directly with nuclear weapons. But for the last couple of months, they closed their mouth. Probably Mr. Xi Jinping made some discussions with them, and they switched to a nuclear power station in Zaporizhia, which is, by the way, the largest nuclear power station in Europe. Mm. I want to remind everyone who is listening to us that we operate this power station for more than 30 years. There were zero safety concerns for one simple reason, that after Chernobyl disaster, you remember probably 1986, Ukraine dramatically changed the way how we prepare our certified personnel. And it is probably the best personnel in the world, because no one in the world had such an experience like we had in Ukraine 40 years ago. So meaning that for today, yes, we are happy that inspection from the United Nations will come. I'm sure that Moscow will try to use this visit in their propaganda needs, because they demanded Russian journalists to be there. And we know if Russian journalists are somewhere, we shall expect some Muppet show on Russian TV. But the only conclusion of this mission shall be very simple. Russian military shall leave the nuclear power plant. They shall go away, and they shall allow Ukrainian personnel to do its job. Full point. There is no any other alternative how we can guarantee safety and security for the Europe. It's the matter of Europe.
Just finally then, Andriy, before we let you go, there's been lots of appeals from Ukraine in relation to Russian tourism visas being granted in the EU. And one of our own Irish MEPs, Billy Kelleher, he said that the Irish government should support a ban on visas for Russians entering the EU, a targeted ban. Is that something that you'd support, and would you like to see action from the EU shortly?
Following our discussion with the nuclear plant, they are already not just threatening, they are in war with you. Russians used this visa-free travel to Europe, almost visa-free, because they were granted almost without any limits of this visa during the case, like something obligatory. But for today, any Russian visitor is the issue of safety and security of any European country. We see this huge influence of FSB and Russian intelligence. No one can guarantee that anyone of Russian visitors is a member of this intelligence Russian community. So that's why it's not the issue of humanitarian discussion. It's the matter of safety and security of European countries. So that's why Russians shall be blocked from travel. They shall be locked in Russia. And that's one of the tools how we all shall reach the victory in this war. We shall fight in all fronts simultaneously.
Andriy Osadchuk, who's a Ukrainian MP, thank you very much for joining us from Kyiv.